Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Peter Guzman. He's the president of the Las Vegas Latin Chamber of Commerce. He's here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Hello, is this D&D Roofing?
Yes, it is. How may I help you?
You did such a great job on my roof. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner.
Oh, can I speak to your supervisor?
Sure.
How may I help you?
I love your work. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner. We're all owners. Well, that's why at D&D we work so hard to keep your home safe and sound.
Oh, no wonder.
D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal. Local, employee-owned, here for you.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are delighted to welcome to the program for the first time Peter Guzman. He is president of the Las Vegas Latin Chamber of Commerce. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Well, the pleasure is absolutely mine. You are, in my eyes, a living legend, so I'm proud to be on this show. This is wonderful.
Well, that's very kind of you to say. You had an extraordinary interview with Matt Maddox, the CEO of Wynn Resorts, who has shown himself, since this whole pandemic has started, to be the leader of the gaming industry in Nevada. Please share with us some of the highlights from that discussion.
Well, certainly, I got to say it was a proud moment. I know Matt, and I, you know, obviously Wynn Resorts has been a big member of our chamber for a long time, and I have a lot of friends over there. But Matt is, he's just a tremendous leader and always accessible and really cares about the community in a sincere way. And that's what came off in the interview. Wynn Resorts immediately pivoted and went right towards safety and important issues. But it started with safety, and then that's what he talks about, and that's what he is about. And he believes the future is going to be about, safety, people feeling safe to come roaring back and party in the greatest city in the United States, and that's Las Vegas.
I think one of the things that just struck me immediately, and it was both Wynn Resorts and Las Vegas Sands, they kept their employees on throughout the pandemic. And he made a point to you during that interview. Would you share with us what his thoughts were on that?
Yeah, he was adamant about it. I mean, he really wanted it to be at the forefront of taking care of his employees, testing the employees, and it's all employee based. And I think that's I think that's the win way. Taking care of their employees, they know the employees are the front line, and they do that, and they really care about that. And during that interview, he really brought that up several times. And in the future, that's what it's going to be about.
Well, it was interesting. We had Gary Carano, who's the board chairman for Caesars now, on the program a couple of months ago. And he was talking about how Eldorado will help Caesars pivot to more of a way the company was run under Phil Satre, when Satre was the head of Harrah's that became Caesars. And now, of course, Phil Satre is the chairman of Wynn as well. So you see that influence going over to Matt Maddox as well. So I think that's terrific. The other thing that he talked about was a two-year recovery period for Las Vegas, and also that it would be like the Roaring Twenties when things came back. Would you share a little bit more of what he said about that?
Well, listen, Matt's absolutely correct. I mean, we know how to throw a party. We know how to throw a party, and that's why people love to come here. And now when you add, as he stated, when you add our sports to our entertainment business, you know, we are big time. And so when the moment's right, his philosophy and his belief is that we're going to come roaring back. And that's why he brought up that Roaring 20s type of philosophy. And I agreed with him. And, you know, I think his timeline is very doable with the vaccines coming out and the kind of testing. You know, you might have heard in that interview that Wynn Resort's going to have their own lab inside their casino. I mean, it's just amazing. And they're going to be testing and doing things as right as possible. And so I think his timeline is good. And I do believe that when people want to get out and about and party again, Las Vegas is the spot.
You know, it's interesting. Joe Rogan was discussing this kind of thing on his podcast recently. And he was talking about opening a comedy club himself in Austin, Texas. And with some of the testing for COVID that can be done in as short a time as 15 minutes, that you could open up entertainment by testing everybody who wanted to buy a ticket. And as soon as they got the results that they were fine, that you could put a couple hundred people into a comedy club because everybody would know that everybody else in that room had been tested and was clear of COVID. So potentially this is a way forward for Las Vegas entertainment. I mean, you know, we all are excited to see Cirque return. We need those people back to work.
We absolutely do. And again, going back to the interview, Matt spoke about that, and that's why they're spending a lot of money on this test lab that they're going to have so that people can now go back to the clubs, go back to the showrooms, feel safe, because everybody that's going to be in there is absolutely going to be tested. So with the rapid testing. And listen, even with the vaccines, I think this is the wave of the future. I think this is what we're telling our members, is that people want to feel safe. They want to feel clean, sanitizing. All of those things are now going to be part of the business plan.
What did he tell you about lessons learned in Macau when he was there during SARS and other incidences of viruses in China?
Well, he said something interesting. I mean, I can't. He just said that there wasn't very many cases there because they kind of shut down, and it's an island, so it's a little more controllable there. And you know, the lesson learned was they needed to close down quickly in the beginning and get a hold of this. And they kind of have.
Pat Mulroy was on the program, a former head of the Southern Nevada Water Authority and now a board member for Wynn. And she talked about the fact that Wynn Resorts in Macau is practicing speedy shutdowns and reopenings because they know that there are going to be more of these viruses coming in the future. And, you know, they want to be ready to be able to deal with them. But it's kind of shocking that one has to think in those kind of terms. You mentioned the two-year recovery period. I'm sure that every hotel casino is at this point working with every convention planner, not necessarily for the coming year, but for everything 2 years out and beyond. I would imagine that those are very busy, and we have not seen reports of that kind of activity yet, but I would be stunned if they weren't anticipating, because, you know, as a businessman and running a chamber, you know as well as I do that there's nothing that beats face-to-face. You can have all the FaceTime and Zoom in the world, but I'd much rather be sitting across the desk from you rather than being on Zoom, even though I'm enjoying this.
Yeah, and I'm enjoying it as well, and here's my thought process is that you know, we knew virtual world was coming even before COVID. I mean, you have to implement some of it into your business plan to be successful. Yeah, restaurants are going to continue to include curbside dining and delivery, because there's a demand for that. And younger people kind of like that. And gaming, same thing. I mean, gaming technology is going to have to include, you know, possibly a virtual world. Younger people like that. But you're absolutely right. There's no question that face-to-face is the way to go. Conventions, we have to fight for our conventions to come back because it's key to our business. We've been doing that for a lot of years. We have great visionaries in this state that understood conventions and have worked really hard to bring conventions here. And I think that they'll be back because, again, people are going to want to be around people. People are going to want to, you know, be in a party atmosphere and have a good time. That's why you work hard and you vacation hard. So that's what Vegas is about.
By the way, I do want to point out, especially for our listeners on the audio podcast and on the radio, that in your office, there is nothing but sports memorabilia behind you. You are obviously a big sports fan.
I'm a huge sports fan. And, you know, I was very involved in the Raiders and helped bringing the Raiders to Nevada, along with many other leaders in our community. And we're just excited. And of course, I love sports, and I think sports is going to really turn out to be really key to our state.
Oh, yeah, to say the least. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk some politics right after this timeout.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety, too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority, and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
Because of UMC, there's a wide open road ahead of me.
Because of UMC, she can grow up with her twin sister.
Because of UMC, I'm here to help you.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Peter Guzman. He's the president of the Las Vegas Latin Chamber of Commerce. So when people talk Latin or Hispanic, they tend to make it a monolith. But in fact, there could not be a more varied group of people in the Hispanic community if you tried. So what was the reaction pre-election and now post-election from your chamber members on all sides?
Yeah, you know, Sam, as usual, you're right on point. There's multicultures in our community. Everybody, you know, no one group believes the same things. I mean, you know, we're like everybody else, hardworking and very involved. And, you know, listen, in the business community, you saw numbers rise a little bit for Trump, because not because of Trump, but because they're in their thought process, they were doing pretty good pre-COVID, And so they were just voting their pocketbook, really. And then labor individuals tended to not go with Trump because they were, I think, a little tired of the chaos and hysteria. So you have different groups and they vote different ways. I always say that about Latinos, Hispanics, they pay attention. They pay attention because they want a dignified life like everybody else. They work hard, they keep the strip open, they work very hard on the strip. And so you're absolutely correct. Different groups think differently, and it's a mistake for any politician to treat all Hispanics this, you know, as if they're one type of voting block. You need to talk to individuals.
And there's a difference in the thought process between immigrants of all kinds who have come to the country legally and gone through everything that you have to go through versus people who have come here and outstayed their visas or whatever other means they've gotten here. There is not general agreement on how things should move forward.
You're absolutely correct. There's not general agreement with everything. One thing I do know is that the Hispanics are very entrepreneurial. They come from places where, you know, you either figure it out or you pivot real quickly because you have to. So when they come here, you know, work ethic is there, and there's a process and a strategy for entrepreneurs here. And so they do well. They work hard and they do well.
When you look at the voting population, the Hispanic voting population of Southern Nevada, what percentage of the voting population is the Hispanic vote at this point?
Well, you know, that number is all over the place, and Latinos and are very nervous about being put into, you know, numbers because of immigration's, you know, scare of immigration type of items. So, you know, that number, I've heard anywhere from 20 to 40%, you know, it's kind of a hard number to pinpoint. I do know that it's substantial, and it was substantial in this election.
And I was going to say, what kind of outreach did you see on a national basis coming into Las Vegas to get out the vote from the Hispanic community versus previous years?
Well, I still tend to believe that it appeared to me that Latinos are still taken for granted a little bit. Some Democrat electeds just feel like they already have them. So I always go, you know, listen, I listen to my members, and my members include people in the media. And the Hispanic media was telling me throughout that there's just not a lot of spend, not a lot of spend in the Hispanic market. And so that's unfortunate. And I think with the amount of, with this election, I think that could change things in the future. I think you'll see more of an outreach and more taking serious this massive voting bloc, because I believe you no longer can win an election without Hispanics.
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more. It's interesting that Telemundo in Las Vegas has vastly increased the size of their news department, far greater now than Univision. There is a great desire for news in the Hispanic community, as much as there is in any other community.
There absolutely is, and that's almost cultural. I mean, they're very involved in the news. They want to know what's happening. It affects their daily life, and so I think it's a good investment, and I think it'll be a great investment for elected officials or people that are campaigning to invest dollars in the Hispanic community, because that's how you're taken serious. That's how you're going to get their vote.
I think it's a mistake, too, for Democrats to presume that just because of political rhetoric in the last 4 years, that they should take the community for granted. Because if you look at the religious background, mainly Catholic, and, you know, conservative values, entrepreneurship, as you mentioned earlier, there are a lot of reasons why Hispanics should vote Republican.
Well, listen, I get the calls from both sides, trying to, you know, get the chamber support and get the community support. And here's my thought. I mean, Democrats, and I've told them this, can serve themselves well by becoming more business friendly. They need to become business friendly. And I don't mean just say you are, I mean, meet with business owners, listen, and listen attentively. And Republicans, they need to embrace immigrants. They need to embrace immigrants and embrace the fact that immigrants are hardworking individuals. They keep the lights on. Certainly in Las Vegas, they do. And if you're not going to be immigrant friendly, then you may not get their vote. And if you're not going to be small business friendly, when one of the largest entrepreneurial base here in our state is Hispanic, I mean, it makes no sense to me.
And by the way, in Northern Nevada, the numbers are maybe not up to 40%, but certainly 25 to 30% is a number that's being bandied about. Let's take another break. We'll be right back after this timeout.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Are you a homeowner who's interested in remodeling or building a home? At Design Outdoor, we can show you how adding natural or manufactured masonry stone can add beauty and value to your home. And we refer only the best contractors. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
Hey guys, are you watching the game at a friend's or the bar again because you can't watch at home with your wife? Or worse, because she kicked you out and kept your couch, your flat screen, and your kids? What's the one thing a man needs when he loses a good woman? A good lawyer. And when he loses a bad woman, he needs a great lawyer. What makes a good woman a bad woman? You tell me. You're the one that can't watch the game in your own home. I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and I represent men in divorce, custody, and family law matters.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. And a lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take an Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Peter Guzman. He's the president of the Las Vegas Latin Chamber of Commerce. Something that has shocked me, coming up in discussion a lot in the last couple of weeks, has been the potential for immigration reform to be at the top of the list of what the Biden administration wants to get done. What are you hearing about this, having seen, as I have over the years, that this is the most contentious issue? For this to come to the top so quickly is almost stunning.
Yeah, and it's about time. I mean, I'm fed up. I mean, you know, we've been made promises in the past by both parties, and what we saw was massive deportation and then caging. And then walls, and it's nonsense. It's silly. It's time for immigration reform, and I hope, and I pray that Latinos are paying attention to this one, because it is time to make people pay a price if they're not with immigration reform, because this has gotten now extremely dangerous. Lives are extremely affected, and it's not American. You know, America can do better. And immigration reform is way past its time. And I'm glad it's apparently coming to the forefront now. And I believe that we are going to be paying attention.
I think one of the things that may aid in this particular effort is the demise of the filibuster to a certain extent. Because if you look back at what happened from 77 to 86, one senator could stop the whole process instantly, and that happened multiple times over that period. At this point, with the changes,
I just think it's bad policy and bad all the way around. I really do think that both parties are now standing up a little bit and paying attention, because they saw how important the Latino vote is, and it's the right thing to do. Immigrants are hardworking folks looking for a better, dignified life, and they're helping this country be greater. So it's time.
Well, and the last time that a really serious effort happened was actually under George W. Bush with Harry Reid and John McCain. And then McCain decided to run for president, and that blew it up. But the fact that they're talking about this at the beginning of an administration, so you have, you know, at least 2 years to be able to get something done, because the second 2 years is about re-election, I think the potential is potentially better than it has been in a long, long time.
Is that what we're down to now, Sam? We're down to 2 years of policy and then the rest is campaigning?
You know it is, my friend. You know it is. Yeah, you've got 2 years to get it done. And if you're at the end of your term, after the first 2 years, you're a lame duck, so you're not going to get anything done. But you can get something done in the first 2 years. Yeah, I'm sadly, but true. Hey, this was great to have you on the program. I look forward to having you come back. I think that the Hispanic voice needs to be heard much stronger here on Nevada Newsmakers. So thank you for reaching out to me. I really appreciate it.
It was an absolute pleasure. And thank you for having me. Again, your show is wonderful. And this is a great platform for us to have great discussions like this.
Thank you, my friend. We'll talk again and we'll be right back.
Brian Culpa Photography was born in the rolling hills of Massachusetts, and now he can help you experience the stunning beauty of Nevada in a whole new way through the power of flight. Flying has always been a passion for Brian, and at Brian Culpa Photography, he can make your imagination soar. Brian has the creative mind and tools to tell your unique story. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Kenny, Dad? Why are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this.
Wow, this stuff is great. People are gonna love it.
Yes. Yes, they were.
As you know, Reno is booming. Tolls Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Tolls Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
You can now watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. Just go to YouTube and search for Nevada Newsmakers and become a subscriber. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.